All right, so yesterday we discussed verse 49 and 50 of Surat Ibrahim. We're coming to the end of the surah, inshallah. Let's just do a recap of that. وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَسْفَادِ. You will see the sinners on that day bound together in chains. Meaning, many sinners of one category will be bound together in chains. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in Surah As-Saffat, and we discussed that yesterday as well, أُحْشُرُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَمَا كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ. Gather together the sinners and their companions and whatever they used to worship. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. When the partners of souls are joined together. So, we explain that you'll have different categories of criminals, and criminals of one category will be chained together. Sarabiluhum min qatiran, their shirts shall be of pitch. One translation of qatiran is pitch. Qatiran, the scholars say, is highly inflammable tar-like oil. Ibn Abbas says molten copper. Whatever it is, the shirt will be made of material that's highly inflammable, which will catch a light and which will burn much quicker and much more intensely. وَتَغْشَى وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارِ. And the fire will cover their faces. Why the face mentioned specifically and not other limbs of the body? Because the face is central. The face is the center of man's feelings and emotions, the noblest part of your external body. The noblest part of your internal is your heart. There Allah says, أَلَّتِي تَطَّلِعُ عَلَى الْأَفْئِدَةِ. The fire will leap over the hearts as well. So yeah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is painting a picture of what it will be like for the criminals, for the transgressors, for the wrongdoers, for the sinners, for the unbelievers on the day of Qiyamah, chained together in groups, dressed in garments that will be highly inflammable. And then you've got the fire itself, which will cover their hearts and cover their faces. Moving on to verse 51, لِيَجَزِيَ اللَّهُ كُلَّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ. So that Allah may requite every soul for what it earned. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Surely Allah is swift in reckoning. So what we learn from here is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying you will get your reward or you will get your punishment. That is definite. And all of this which Allah has described, the punishment, is as a result of the actions of the sinners. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Allah is swift in reckoning. Now what does that mean? It means that once the reckoning commences, there will be no delay. It won't be a drawn out affair. It won't be like a trial in South Africa where it goes on for months and years. Or it could mean the reckoning of every single deed of all the former and latter generations of all mankind and jinn will take place very swiftly. Because nothing is concealed from Allah. You don't have to go and look for documents and search for evidence and take testimony and this and that. It can be done very quickly. It could also mean that do not think that Allah will be preoccupied with others. I may get away. You know, sometimes, my father is so busy reprimanding him, I think I'll get away. Or the teacher is so busy with that student or that class, I think I'll get away. Preoccupation is not something that bothers Allah, because Allah's shan and Allah's grandeur is beyond that. Allah can equally deal with everyone ever created at the same time. مَا خَلْقُكُمْ وَلَا بَعْثُكُمْ إِلَّا كَنَفْسِ وَاحِدًا. The creation of all of you and the resurrection of all of you is but like one single soul. Like it is easy for Allah to create one person, Allah to create everyone or to recreate everyone, to resurrect everyone, or to take retribution and to take reckoning from everyone is easy for Allah. So once it starts, it will be swift. In this world, Allah may give you respite, and you may think that the punishment of Allah is not swift. But once it starts, there's no time for you to even know what hit you, as they say. Now we move on to the final verse of the surah, verse 52. هَذَا بَلَاغٌ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah says, this is a message to mankind. وَلِيُنْذَرُوا بِهِ, so that they may be warned by it. وَلِيَعْلَمُوا, and so that they may know. أَنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ, that He alone is the one Allah. وَلِيَذَّكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ, and so that the intelligent may reflect. And so that the intelligent may reflect. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is telling us that wake up from your dream of heedlessness. Fear Allah. Reflect and contemplate over the signs of Allah. Acquire yaqeen and conviction in the oneness of Allah. Utilize your intellect to come closer to the obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah is concluding the surah with this very powerful message. That look, all of this is a reminder to mankind. so that you are warned, be forewarned, and know that it is only one Allah that you ought to be worshipping in every sense, and that if you truly consider yourself intelligent, then a sign of a people of intelligence is that take heed. Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we have now concluded the tafsir of Surah Ibrahim. Inshallah, tomorrow, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wills, we will commence with the tafsir of Surah Al-Hijr. Now we've come also to the end of the 13th juz of the Quran Kareem. Subhanallah. The years just go by, don't they? We started with Surah Yasin, and then after Surah Yasin, we commenced with Surah Fatiha, and we've been coming upwards. 13th ajza of the Quran Kareem we have discussed in the tafsir. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept, that's most important. May Allah grant us the ability to implement and to make amal. That is also of pivotal importance. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who are connected holistically with the Quran. Recitation, memorization, meaning, implementation and propagation. Inshallah, we look forward now to the tafsir of the next surah, which is a short surah, about a quarter juz, a little bit shorter than Surah Ibrahim, and that is Surah Al-Hijr, as we go now into the 14th juz of the Quran-i-Kareem.